You're listening to the Managing Partners Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Daisy. We interview top lawyers about how they're growing their firm. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Managing Partners Podcast. I'm Kevin Daisy, and today is one of our special series on Tactical Tuesdays. And we have Brian Cole. He is the head of our ads department here at Array Digital. And we are going over Google advertising. And today we're talking about landing pages. So, Brian, thanks for joining me again.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Important part of law firm advertising, Google Ads, and they have their place. But we want to make sure if you're doing Google Ads that you're making the most out of it. So landing pages are really a big piece of the pie, or the puzzle, I guess, if you will. And so we want to dive into kind of the do's and don'ts and the technical aspects and ways that you can set up these landing pages so that your money goes further and you get more conversions, more cases, more clients. So, maybe hit the explanation of landing pages for folks that might not know what that is specifically.
Just a little definition here. A landing page for Google Ads is any page dedicated to that ad campaign. So it differs from the pages on your website, where you could send ads, but this is specifically dedicated for the type of campaign that you're running and brings in all kinds of conversion-oriented elements and strategies that help you essentially increase conversion rates. So that's the big benefit of a landing page being added to a Google ad, and really is our primary goal. We want to increase that conversion rate in order to best utilize the budget that we're spending on Google ads, where you're paying per click. So once someone clicks on that ad, you're in Google search ads, that's where you pay. The way that you utilize that, best leverage that visit, that click, is through that landing page and the experience you provide to those users, making it relevant and providing them with an easy path to contact you, an easy way to understand who you are, and all those kind of good things on landing pages. So definitely something that I think is missing a lot of times and is something that we here at Array Digital obviously highly recommend for anyone running Google Ads.
Time and time again, when I'm talking to law firms, I can look at their Google Ads and they go right to their homepage and they think that's just effective and good to go. And obviously it can lead to some conversions, but what we're talking about here is maximizing the potential for conversion and the quality of the conversion, and the landing page should definitely help that. And so you said something really important, which was when they click, you pay, and Google doesn't really care what happens after that. So you've paid, and now what are you left with? And so the landing page is where we can control, hopefully, how many of those clicks that you paid for turn into money back in your pocket.
Yeah. And, the biggest differences between a landing page and just any old page on your website, homepage, practice area page, that kind of thing, is that on a landing page, we don't need to explain a practice area, let's say, in great depth to build authority with Google to be found organically. Lots of firms who are listening probably have pages where they've considered SEO wisely, but
hopefully.
But that those pages, when we're looking at what keywords we're targeting in Google Ads, and there's these high intent keywords that we're going after, once someone lands on our landing page from Google Ads, we're able to do things that go beyond the explanation of the circumstances and all this informational stuff, which is super helpful for, I would say, if you think about where the person is in their journey, like a high funnel user, someone who's
questions,
what's my, defining my problem and finding solutions and they are pretty high intent by the time they get to some of our Google ad searches. And so what that allows us to do is, have them click, once they click on that ad, send them to a landing page specifically designed for that campaign that focuses on the things that we want to focus on for that ad engager, not for any audience. Ad, SEO, depending where they are in their journey. We have a better idea where they are in their journey. We know exactly the types of keywords that they're searching to get to you. We can actually see the exact keyword they're searching to get to you. So typically what that means, it varies by campaign somewhat, but typically what that means is that you bring forward things that you might consider about the firm to the forum. You know, when someone is searching for high intent keywords and clicking on a Google ad, lots of times the first thing that they, you know, want to see is sort of who is the firm? What's your unique value prop? You know, maybe things like the social proof around reviews, that type of stuff. Things that we might put a little bit in the background when thinking about our primary pages on our website right now. And the reason we're talking about, you know, the primary page on your website or practice area page or the homepage versus the landing pages is that lots of firms do send people to a practice area page that exists on their website. You know, when they're creating an ad, they're writing up that ad. They're saying, where do we send these people? And there it is, the practice area page is right there. But what we're trying to highlight today is really the benefit of creating dedicated landing pages so that the person can get that, you know, those unique value props about the firm right up there at the top. And what we often see in organic is that someone who's trying to learn about their problem and is hitting that, you know, or that organic page that has a lot of information about a practice area, they're often a common path would be hit that practice area page and then go to the About Us page.
Yep.
And that makes sense. You know, it's like, we're learning about your problem. And then you're like, okay, cool. I get that. Now, who are these people? And what we do with the ads, or what we recommend doing, is bringing forward the who are these people, the About Us page kind of elements to the very top of that landing page for ads.
So they search specifically a high intent keyword, which is what you should be bidding on versus, you know, the high level, the high funnel. Like
question. Exactly. Yep. Completely. And people click over to from that landing page to other areas of the site. And we certainly want to, without getting too much into the details of the landing page user experience, which we'll get into, you know, people can hit those landing pages, learn about the firm very quickly, and still click over to the homepage from there. Or lots of landing pages will link to various pages on their main site. So some people who have heard about landing pages in the past may be thinking about landing pages from maybe like an e-commerce type experience where it's like, okay, they're on the page, lock them in, you know, don't really give them many links out to other places. And what we try to do with, you know, law firms is find a balance. You know, they're not, it's not just purchase a product or leave. It's, you know, here's our value props and all of our things, the About Us kind of stuff we talked about, and we can bring that to the fore in landing pages. But we also recognize that people are in that consideration phase where they're considering their options. We don't want to say convert now, make the call, or fill out the form, or leave this page. We want to give them the option to go over to the homepage, explore the firm. Maybe there's a blog that they want to see, you know, get a sense of what the firm thinks about things. And then of course there's the contact us page, right? Which could be a conversion from an ad even after that long path. So that's kind of some of the user experience stuff that we think about when it comes to Google Ads.
Now, I like that. That's not something that, you know, me personally would even think about like that. So, but I guess real quick for everyone listening, one tip I'd say, if you're running Google Ads, you have a team or internal or agency, good thing to ask them right now, do we have dedicated landing pages? And if it's not a yes, then you need to work on that. Not all ads folks know how to do landing pages or even offer it. So, you know, making sure that they're not missing them to the homepage or your practice area pages would be one immediate tip that I would give you guys. Brian, real quick, I want to give someone like a, from ad to landing page, like kind of specific, like looking at that user journey.
Yeah.
If you like using like divorce law or whatever, pick one, but.
Sure. So there, you know, really we go from, you know, the search keywords that we're targeting. So there's all kinds of research there. Probably could be a podcast on its own, but you know, target the right keywords. And then basically you align, you know, really what you want to do is align those keywords with the ad text, with the landing page. And all that coming together is just a good conversion practice because you're speaking to the person's challenge throughout that whole journey. You're also in doing so, you're also increasing the metrics that bring success along the whole path. So, you know, if your ad is shown, but no one clicks on it, not great. So you want to make sure that you match the keyword text to the ad text, you know, topically and otherwise. And once they click on that ad, they, you know, might be surprised to click on a divorce ad and end up at a, on the homepage of a law firm that does many types of practice areas. You know, that leaves that person kind of hanging. That journey is a little bit broken if you're then looking in the nav to find navigation to find divorce, the divorce page and navigating to it and all that kind of stuff. And so by having the, you know, the ad tech, the landing page topic and language really tied to that ad and back to those keywords, having that all relevant, very important. The other thing I'll quickly mention is that Google incentivizes you to do that financially. And so what they want to do is have the experience on Google be high quality. And that means that they have a thing called quality score, which basically says, is Google saying, you know, we see that all of these things are relevant. We're going to give you a higher quality score. And what that means is that if you and a competitor are willing to pay the same amount for any individual keyword, you will be above them because you have a higher quality score from Google, long story short.
So you're saying my money goes further if I'm doing the right things.
Indeed. And that's just that financial incentive to provide that quality experience for users, which is something that a firm should want to do anyway, because you want your users to convert. You want them to click through from the app. You want them to convert once they get to your landing page.
And Google wants to be known as a source of good user experience and finding the answer solutions to their problems. So
indeed, whether it's ads or not, right? So, you know, yeah, good point. Google doesn't want to have quality organic results framed by spammy looking ads. That, you know, you can see why Google is incentivized to have advertisers provide quality user experiences in that way.
Yeah. So example, like down to like a divorce attorney near me, that's what you search. The ad says divorce attorney, blah, blah,
in your
blah.
Area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then information about the firm. And, you know, there's other things within the ad text and stuff like that. And then when I go to that landing page, that's where I click, it would say divorce attorney and then the city or whatever. But just exact words. So attorney versus lawyer, you would maybe want to have a different ad and different landing page. Like you can get that in the weeds if you like.
Yeah. And you can silo those campaigns to different landing pages in interesting ways. So if you have a, you know, a divorce campaign that's statewide versus a divorce campaign that's right around you, you can say different things that might seem small from outside of ad world, but in ad world can make a big difference. So if someone is searching within that kind of silo, if you want to think about it that way, and they say near me and the ad speaks to very local things, you make sure to highlight that it's a local firm. And then you do the same on the landing page. You know, that is all meant to increase that conversion rate and can have, you know, significant impacts, and is the reason that another good reason to create landing pages. And, you know, getting into some of the tips and tricks, you know, if you have a landing page for divorce, let's say, and you have a slightly different campaign in Google Ads within the same topic, you know, you can clone that page, make some changes to make it a little more local, or, you know, that kind of thing. And so big benefit of some of these landing pages not being seen by Google organic searches, and instead you can have duplicate content. You know, in SEO and your pages on the pages on a firm's website, the big no-no, I would say, from an SEO would be having duplicate content. In landing pages for ads, we block that from being seen by Google organic. It's called no index. Index basically means Google memorizing that page to be shown to users organically. And if your page is no index, which is a term that any law firm could use with their web folks, duplicate content is not a concern. So what that also means is that all those practice area pages we're talking about that are written for SEO, you can take that content, repurpose it. You know, if you want to have about the firm at the top of the, your landing page, go to your About Us page. You don't need to reinvent
the wheel. You steal a block from there and then.
Yep. And then it's a super wonderful shortcut because you've already done the due diligence of making sure your content is solid across your site. Now you can kind of repurpose that with, you know, some edits and some, yeah, you know, right? Not, but nothing crazy major to serve your landing pages, and super good shortcut.
Yeah. So you can build these out pretty quickly. And I think, you know, to Brian's point, like you might have lots of landing pages and it might seem like, oh, this is close enough, you know, but I think, you know, the more specific you get and spend the time to do that, it's going to be helpful. So, you know, versus like, so divorce attorney, Virginia, it's a whole state. Well, if I live in Richmond, Virginia, you know, I might be looking for a Richmond divorce attorney. Just the fact that you're in Virginia might not be good enough for my situation. So having a Richmond landing page that's specific, okay, they're here, I can go see them if I need to. It just makes me feel more comfortable. So I think, you know, doing the work to set all these up and the campaigns to go along with it, you're going to have your best chance possible. But I see a lot of shortcuts out there.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it makes it easier for us when we're working with our clients, you know?
Yeah, but the ads that go to the long pages speak more to the practice area than the firm's sort of value provided, I think is the big kind of don't there if we were to call something out, you know? And again, just the big benefit of landing pages in general, because the conversion rates that we see, you know, the changes, because we see this all the time, you change from a practice area page to a dedicated landing page, and it varies, but the conversion rate is significant. It's not like minor. It's significant. So
yes, measurable. Sure. Well, we have a few don'ts we can cover towards the end to wrap up when we get there. But yeah, let's move on to what's next on your list. I know we have a list.
Yeah, we got.
Not looking at it.
Maybe just some light technology stuff. How about that, Kevin? In terms of building landing pages, I would say there's you know, for those who are considering doing it yourself, there are a lot of kind of drag and drop type tools. We probably don't even need to name them. There's plenty of lists of the five best, you know, landing page builders. So if you see landing page builders, those are it's just what it says, you know, it's meant to build this type of experience. And they come with, you know, embedded forms and all that kind of thing. And so matching that to the design of your website, not in terms of like really, really matching, but the brand, the colors, the, you know, that kind of stuff.
So these are third party is what you're talking about.
Third party tools. Yeah.
But not in your back of your website. This would be a third party software you can purchase. And one's Unbounced. We'll mention that one, but you can, outside of your website, you can stand up these landing pages through lots of different, you know, other third parties, but they might not be your domain. You can use your subdomain. You know, you can get into some of those.
Yeah, stuff, but that's a good point too. You know, there's all kinds of ways to set it up, and understanding the difference is pretty important when you make those initial decisions. So, you know, what we do all the time, is have a subdomain for landing pages. And what that means is that if you had lawfirm.com, we put it on info.lawfirm.com, and that's where we send the user from ads. The reason for that is a little bit technical, but basically involves, you know, sort of preventing Google organic. So we're going back to that no index we talked about, from seeing anything on that subdomain. So, you know, that's
blocking
the whole subdomain. So it's not that page by page, I forgot to no index one of these pages and now I have duplicate content and it's negatively impacting my SEO. It's just blocking that whole subdomain from Google organic indexation. That is what we do. If you were to, another option would be an entirely separate domain, you know, Unbounce, you mentioned Unbounce. They have, you know, it's, I forget what the domain is, but it's like ubpages. Yeah. ubpages.com. So it'd be like law firm name, you know, .ubpages.com. Totally separate from the firm's current website. If, you know, that's a solution that's like easily executable for a law firm, I would say not the worst. But it's also separate from your domain. And if you're going to measure any conversions and things, it gets a little more complex.
Plus, I think there's a little bit of a trust factor there. With someone looks at the search bar, And they're like, what is ubpages.com?
Yep, people can see it.
Yeah, so either A, I would think, either A, I'm not sure what this is, third party, it's obviously, or maybe they're not, they don't have their own domain. They're just, you know, maybe they're not established enough. They have some third party website, you know, builder. So,
yeah, I mean, click through on ads is, you know, people online move fast. They can be relatively finicky. And all of these things have us, you know, sort of chipping away at the hesitations, you know, or that kind of thing. The trust factor. And so that's pretty big. The last option I would mention there is just the primary domain. So if you have, you know, a site and you're able to, you know, add a page there and then no index that page and write it as a landing page, that is, again, a solid option. The things that might be missing there, unless you have some technical help, would be some of the user experience things specific to landing pages. So
like some of the things you might not want to have on that page. Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, the thing we didn't mention earlier was the navigation of a website. So on these landing pages, you know, people can click on the logo on the upper left typically and get to the homepage. You can provide them with other ways to click into the main site. But what you don't have is the full navigate, typically, is the full navigation of your website. So, you know, some of the reasons for that are not bringing in practice areas that we know the person is interested in. You know, if it's a divorce page, unless you think that there is some sort of strategic reason to let everyone else, let that ad user know that you do all these other practice areas, it's sort of like stick to the topic, you know, and you don't need this big nav up top. And so that's the big thing that you would probably need to probably not have if you just, you know, duplicated a page in your current domain, if you had a WordPress site or something.
Yeah, but it can be technical kind of to turn those things off on like one page.
And yeah.
To remove those things, or it might not even be possible depending on what your website, how it's set up. But I think the other thing too is I see a lot of law firm headers on their website, just full of all kinds of stuff. I mean, very busy. Mm-hmm. They're trying to say a lot of things up there in that header. It's just distraction.
Yeah. In a landing page, removing distraction is sort of half the battle. You know, it's they're usually pretty simple. I mean, they don't need to be all full of bells and whistles. You're really trying to have it look clean, have the person understand your firm quickly, gain trust quickly, have them be able to navigate away if they want to, but easily convert right there if they want to as well. So yeah, that's kind of that's the thing.
Can we dive into some of the elements? So someone's listening right now, they're like, all right, I'm going to make a landing page for myself. Mm-hmm. What are some of the elements? I know we've talked a little bit about the things on our about page, bringing those up to the top, and then some information from the practice area could go on there and some recognition, mm-hmm. testimonials. But from kind of top to bottom, you know, what have you seen that's worked well for our clients as far as what are the elements? Is it video and a form and where should that be? And so maybe we can talk from like top to bottom what someone could do to place their content.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say that top to bottom, you sort of start with the banner and the form often. So, you know, that's a very conversion oriented landing page tactic, is to bring that form up top. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's typically not the case on a standard web page. Below that, usually it's that key about the firm stuff. So that about page, you know, all that about page stuff. Other things that people bring in, testimonials, super solid. Starred review, maybe paired with starred reviews, that kind of stuff. Settlements. Yep. Settlement numbers. Below that, you know, lots of times there's, you can get into some practice area specific things. So if you kind of reverse the journey on a typical site, you know, where they organically land in the practice area, then go to about, you kind of can reverse that on landing pages. So it's not that you know, can't speak to things about the sort of practice area, divorce to our example, you know, it's sort of like how you can get more into how the firm approaches divorce generally, or how the firm does it differently, or that kind of stuff. And then from there, a number of options, but no real kind of getting rid of all the standards here. You can also have some kind of call to action at the bottom. So typically you kind of sandwich the calls to action. You know, you might have a form up top, and maybe also a form at the bottom. Maybe, you know, if you use any kind of booking type of tool for consultations, that kind of thing, you can then have the booking tool at the bottom.
Yep. Calendar.
Calendar type of stuff. And yeah, lots of ways you can take these elements and, you know, you create something unique and also test results and iterate as you go. But those are the biggies, I would say. Yeah,
chat. I mean, obviously.
Chat. Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Recommend a live chat with a real person versus AI if you can do it. That's, we've seen a lot of good results there with landing pages and the chats with live people. Yeah, I mean, I think for me, like, you know, the form at the top, but yeah, you know, if you had a video, I mean, you're trying to basically take someone that searched one time, clicked an ad, and now they're going to hopefully make a decision. So I think the faster they can see or hear the attorney, I mean, say you're a bigger firm and you have one divorce attorney and you have all kinds of other practice areas, we'll highlight that divorce attorney that they're going to be working with. Get to see them.
Yeah.
Be feel comfortable with them, hear them, and see them would be even better. Video, I think, would be great. And then in that video, you're talking about why you're different. What's your value prop? You know, what clients have you helped? And, you know, or client testimonial video, those kinds of things. Because you're trying to get them to decide as fast as possible that this looks like a great firm, a great attorney. I like them. Let me take the next step.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's what we're trying to do in this one shot, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And then you want to measure the results, you know, so then you get into some, you know, the chat, for example, you know, when we measure chat, we see that being a huge driver of conversion. So, you know, measure it. I'd say that, you know, measuring those conversions, once you get people there, also super important, can get a little technical. But, you know, if firms have some help, they can essentially, the goal there that as an advertiser is super important is to measure every conversion as defined by getting the person's information. Think about kind of, it's like lead generation. And so, you know, you've got the chat form, the booking, you know, when all those things are in place.
Phone call.
Thank you. When all those things
dynamic
are in place.
Number. So, you know. Yeah. Use like CallRail or some system where you can track that ad, that campaign, that landing page, and say, hey, this ad group and this landing page, this is working or not.
Yep. And to highlight the importance of that, you know, often what we see is we would, you know, we might get a some legacy ad set up and it's not measuring everything. And we're like, oh, you know, we're not measuring chat. Let's measure chat. Well, the cost you're paying per acquisition or cost per lead, if you want to think about it that way, might go down by half, you know, and that's not, you know, just for the sake of like reporting and, oh, it's nice to have these numbers, you know, on the other side, whoever's running your Google ads on the other side of that is making real decisions around those metrics. And so they're looking at, you know, the cost per conversion, cost per lead, and by campaign, the number of conversions that you know, each campaign has received and all that kind of stuff, to not just say like, oh, nice, now I can tell the firm what we did. It's more like, well, there's that. You know, everyone wants to know what happened.
Part of it.
It's also, you know, making budgetary decisions around this practice area seems to really be working. Or within a practice area, this ad set seems to be really working a lot better than this one. What do we say over here that's better? And, you know, you don't really know that from a landing page perspective. If you're just looking at the clicks into the landing page, you're kind of flying blind. And so I would just say analytics is huge and a big part of advertising. No surprise there, but it's worth saying since we know that it doesn't happen often or not all the time, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we see problems across the board when they have agencies or have internal teams or whatever. It's just making sure, you know, your stuff's set up properly and that you're tracking everything you possibly can to make the most out of your budget, or even know what your budget should be.
Exactly.
What's working, what's not, you know, what geographic areas are producing, which ones aren't, where your law firm should grow next and expand to. So there's just a lot that comes out of doing it right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know we want to cover this, a few don'ts.
Yeah.
And maybe a few kind of takeaways for folks listening in.
Sure.
At the end here.
Yeah.
Leave them with some homework for themselves.
Sounds good. Yeah, the don'ts you may have covered, but you know, not to home page, not to practice area, dedicated landing page. Don't use an SEO page is really the thing there. And you know, don't super lock people into that home page or that landing page without an exit. I'd say two things are super common in terms of the a law firm's understanding of a landing page. You know, lots of times we start talking about, okay, we're gonna remove the navigation for these reasons. And then someone might say, but why not take it farther? You know, why not remove everything? And there's a balance that you need to kind of strike there to let people, you know, make a page clean and conversion oriented, but also let people learn about your firm elsewhere if they want to.
Yeah, because yeah, again, you're not selling a cheap product. It's a big life decision for them to hire the right law firm for their situation.
And then I would say don't skip measurement. Don't think measurement is extra would be the big thing. You know, you mentioned call rail, and just to touch on that, that again is one where, you know, you track phone calls from ads, and when you implement it and when you don't, you know, the difference in terms of understanding about which campaigns are working, which aren't, where you might want to put your advertising budget is huge. So that's another don't for sure.
A lot of things that you shouldn't do. Yeah, I don't know. What do you got? I think one of the things I mentioned too is ask your ad people or person, or if you're doing it yourself, plenty of attorneys start out doing it themselves. We have like 3 clients right now that are doing their own ads. We're helping them with other things. Do you have dedicated landing pages? And do you understand what that even is? Hopefully this helps explain it, but yep, ask that question and find out.
Yeah. And then if you don't, think about, you know, what your, for any individual campaign or practice area, what you generally speaking, you might want on your landing page. What are the things you want to say to those people who are searching for you? You know, once general website navigation, SEO isn't a consideration, you know, what are the things you really want to say about your firm up top? And, you know, understanding that will help you speak to that more naturally and connect with people and hopefully draw more conversions.
Yeah, it's kind of like an elevator pitch. Right? You have a certain amount of time to get through those couple of things and have people make a decision. So you just want to keep it precise, the best things, and then hopefully, you know, and then measure. Mm-hmm. You know, and then absolutely. A/B test. I mean, there's all kinds of other testing. And
we didn't get into that, did we?
You know, it's like, well, you could add a video and then not a video and send people to both of them and see what happens, right? See what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to, you know, and then add one thing at a time or remove one thing at a time. So it takes time because you can't like, well, let me just add 5 things and then test it. Like, then you don't know what works. So
exactly. Yeah. And you know, Unbounce, you know, for folks listening, for example, facilitates that kind of stuff. So if you want to say, you know, simple test example, you know, changing the phrase and like a call to action button, or, you know, changing the banner, the text in the banner to say something different, you know, creating those variations is something that, you know, landing page builders are designed to do. And drawing the conclusions from that is not like some huge technical effort. It's there for you, user-friendly platform, you know, even like sort of beginners in this realm could start getting their heads around what testing might mean for them. And then 6 months later, after a bunch of different tests, you've got a better landing page for sure.
No, I mean, you could test things like even your tagline, like at the top, like I know different personal injury firms that have different mindsets. One personal injury firm's like, we'll fight and get every dollar ever for you. And then some people resonate with that. And then the other one might be, we communicate with our clients through the whole process. And depending on that person, what they're looking for, you know, fight for me, kind of screaming and yelling type of approach, or the, yeah, we're here to communicate with our clients. And so you're going to get a different level of client. The conversions will be different. So you can play around with, hey, what's a message that will resonate with our type of clientele based on where we live?
Yeah. It's all a combination of, you know, creativity and analytics and a little bit of tech. It all comes together to draw those kind of learnings to be able to better speak to those people who are clicking on your ads. And looping back to our beginning of our chat, it's all meant to best utilize your advertising budget by, you know, appealing to and converting those people who learn about you for the first time. you know, drawing the engagement from people when they see your ad, because you can do, you know, not to go outside of landing pages, but you can also do testing in ad text and stuff like that. So that kind of mentality, it's what, you know, once you get into it, it's workable. You know, for someone who hasn't done this kind of thing, it's like, you know, there's a learning curve for sure. That's where we come in, I suppose, in lots of cases, but it's doable, you know?
Well, I got two things. One, talking to a potential client, spending $50,000 a month in Google Ads. Some of you listening might go, oh man, that's a lot of money. And I know plenty of people that would think that's a drop in the bucket. So it really depends on where you are in your journey. But $50,000 a month, Google Ads, all of them were going to its own page. And the ad copy was totally different than the page text. So just goes to show, even at a high spin level, all the things we're talking about were completely not done. They're missed completely. So, and at $50,000, you're spending a lot of that's going out the door and getting spent, and there's going to be no results. So super important to do landing pages, dedicated, of course, and then tweak and adjust and get those numbers to be better. One thing we didn't touch on, we mentioned real quickly before we wrap up, is someone comes in from an ad, they go to a landing page, they do go to the homepage because we let them do that, and then they leave and then they don't come back. We can retarget them on Facebook or Instagram, or they might just come back organically later. So now, you know what? I've already, Brian Cole PLC, I remember them because I think I was on their website. So they search for Brian Cole or something, attorney, a lot. They find the page again, but now they're on your main website. And so that came through organic search, where they found your map listing, your office listing, whatever. But since they came from an ad originally, we can track back that the Google ad was the reason for the exposure to your brand.
Yep. And that's what's called a conversion window, just to let people know about the terms that, you know, they might be interested in searching. But yeah, that's a conversion window that you can set in Google Ads. That user stays sticky to that ad engagement for a period of time. And so In that consideration phase, you know, kind of a phrase we use, where they might be looking at a few different firms and stuff, you know, when they come back and they search for you by name, that the ad gets that conversion attribution, which is super important because you want to know, you know, the value you're getting from the ads, which ones are working, et cetera, and not have that be attributed to organic and not really understand your ad performance. So yes, conversion window is a super important one for sure.
Yeah, because if you're not doing that, and again, it's all about measurement, tracking. If you're not doing that to what we're talking about, then they might have come from a retargeting ad, and then you're like, oh, they came from social media. So our social media is doing really well, you know, or they came through organic. And again, that's not how they learned about you originally. So I think that's really cool. But all comes down to measurement, tracking, and really just doing your due diligence and putting the time and effort into this, and you'll get more out of it. So
yeah, and hopefully folks know some questions to ask. You know, when either they're creating landing pages themselves or working with someone to do it. Hopefully we've been helpful in terms of just knowing questions to ask, because honestly, that is hugely helpful in itself. So.
Yeah, well, no, I think so. So yeah, if you have any questions, please reach out, comment while you're watching this. If you're watching on YouTube or LinkedIn in the future, leave a comment, we'll answer it. But if not, reach out to us, and me or Brian, we're happy to take a look at what you got going on, give you some free pointers and tips. You don't have to be a client, you know, so we'll be happy to take a look at what you have and point you in the right direction. So reach out, and you can always go to our website. So, Brian, anything else you wanted to say before we wrap it up?
I think we did it. I think we got there. Thank you, Kevin, for having me. I appreciate it.
Cool. All right. Well, everyone stay tuned for the next Statical Tuesday. We'll be covering, I'm not sure what, but we'll figure it out. So, thank you for listening to another episode of the Managing Partners Podcast. If you could just please leave a review on one of our podcast platforms, we would greatly appreciate it. For any marketing help with your law firm, please consider Array Digital at arraydigital.com.